Hello, everyone, and welcome back to another episode of our This or That podcast with me, Rob.
And me, Dahlia.
Hi, Dahlia. How are you today?
I'm okay, thank you. How are you doing?
Doing great. Have you been up to anything cool or unusual lately?
I'm racking my brains to think of something cool that I've done. I saw a pelican today.
That's pretty cool.
That's cool. But the pelican was cool, not me, you know.
You're cool.
Thank you.
You're cool.
If you say so.
You've like been playing guitar recently, haven't you? Or you've bought a new guitar. How cool is that?
That is very cool. An expensive, yeah, very cool. I've actually been, trying to get back into it. My fingers are too soft, if anybody knows what I mean. So trying to build up the calluses again, but it's painful, literally. Mentally and physically.
Fair enough, though. Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay, cool.
You?
What have I been doing? Running, losing weight.
Oh, yeah.
I went to my brother's house for his birthday. He lives in Oxford, so my family went down there and we had a very pleasant weekend.
No arguments?
No arguments.
What, you had a family gathering with no arguments?
I don't know. We broke that tradition, yeah.
Oh, my God. Can I come? Can I be part of your family? Can I come to your house for Christmas?
You probably argue with us a lot. No, it was lovely. Yeah, we went down to Oxford. The weather was not... The weather was good one day, so we went out and had walks and stuff like that and just enjoying the countryside, walking around the local churches, and then just having...
Quaint.
Yeah, very much so. That's how I'd describe it, a quaint weekend.
Wow, I can't believe you described it as lovely and no throwdowns, no scandals, no...
No, sadly not. Sadly not. Quite a boring visit, ultimately.
Oh, I'd choose boring over. I think a lot of my students say the same thing when it comes to Chuseok and Lunar New Year. They're like, arguments with the family or getting sick of the, you know, like the younger ones say that the older people are always like, are you getting married? Are you going to get a new job? Are you going to get a promotion? All that stuff.
I'm already married, so they can't ask me that. Fair enough. Be like, you don't remember. You were at the wedding, all two of the weddings, the one in UK and in China. How have you forgotten already?
Oh, yeah, you had two weddings, didn't you? Very cool.
Yeah, we had two That's completely... It is greedy. We had two completely opposite weddings. The one in the UK was like 30 people at the wedding. The one in China was 400 people.
400?
400.
I don't even know if I even know 400 people.
Well, I certainly didn't know 400 people in China. It was like relations of relations and, you know, friends of friends. It really was.
Like your aunties, cousins, neighbours, dogs, caretaker, something like that.
Your dog has a caretaker? You're spoiling that dog.
Wow. Don't they wear red in China at weddings?
They tend to. Red is a lucky colour. So you will see when it is Lunar New Year, when that is in China, they will have a lot of red things. The money that they give to people, they call it a hongbao, which means a red pocket. So it's like lucky money.
You see, this should be a this or that. I don't get why on the best day of your life, people wear boring white dresses. Don't get me wrong, they're beautiful. Uh-huh. But anyone who knows me knows I love the colour red and I would absolutely wear red. Not white.
Well, I think I gave this advice to my neighbour, actually, because he said he was planning to get married in the future. And I said, make sure it's your wedding. Mm. You want to make it good for everyone who's coming, but definitely do it in your style. It's because it's your wedding. You know, try to...
Yeah.
If you want to have some aspect of it that's different to normal weddings because it means something to you, then I think it's a good idea.
Well, speaking of opinions and choosing things...
Oh, yeah. Yeah. So our this or that today, our this is waking up early, which we can also call being a early bird.
Mm-hmm. Or some people say morning lark, is it?
Oh, I didn't know morning lark. That does make sense, though.
I think it's a bit old-fashioned, though. That's probably why you haven't heard it.
Okay. Well, the other one is staying up late or being a night owl. So... Dahlia, which seems to suit you better, or which one would you choose?
Well, anybody who knows me knows I have an opinion on bloody everything. My real answer is both, and let me explain. As a child, my mum said that I would wake up naturally at like 5 a.m. And I do remember being very creative at that time, like making crazy things. I made a little book and I set up a whole cooking thing, like, you know, just playing when I was very early in the morning. So I think biologically, I am actually a morning person. Uh-huh. In my adult life, though, I've very much been a night owl. I do love the nighttime. However, I think a lot of people go through this, right? When you get even older in your 30s and you start to have more of a boring / responsible life, you realize, like everybody else realizes and every other YouTuber who's done videos on productivity, that getting up early is the way to have a good productive life. It makes you feel better. The energy, the light, the everything about the morning is wonderful. So now I try to get up early and I do really enjoy it when I can, because it's hard to get to sleep early. But I realize that the reason I like being a night owl as much as I like being a morning person is because they both offer the same thing, which is solitude. I realize that that's why I like both, because in the morning you feel as if you've kind of, you've beat the world, right? You're like, I'm up before everybody else. Well done me. And you get that little boost of energy. And at nighttime you feel as if everybody's gone to sleep. And, you know, so I'm going to have to argue in terms of pleasure, night owl, because I love the, you know, it's just fun at nighttime. Like the energy's different, feels more chilled. But for productivity and stuff, early bird.
I see. I would definitely pick early bird just because I am.
But naturally or what you prefer?
So kind of naturally, I think. So this is an interesting thing. I think most people have this, that when you're a teenager, you probably are a night owl.
Mm.
And apparently there's some kind of science reason as to why teenagers might be more like night owls.
Oh, really? Is it because we need more sleep, because we're developing in our sleep?
I'm not exactly sure why it is, but I've heard like there is actually a science reason. It's very normal for teenagers to be night owls. Mm. But no, since after then, I've definitely been a morning person or an early bird. And I have a lot of energy in the morning and I get so much more done if I do it in the morning.
Mm.
I'd say probably about after 3 in the afternoon, my energy starts going down quite.
3, yeah. Me too. 3 o'clock seems to be the time. I don't know about you, but my favorite hours of the day are between 5 a.m. and 9 a.m. Because it feels as if the day starts at 9 and then it's all over. Everybody else is awake.
Yeah.
And also from 10 p.m. to 3 a.m.
Mm.
Anything between 9 a.m. and 10 p.m., don't like it.
Yeah. I don't know why. I think maybe it's something to do with my energy or something, but I can't stay up late even if I want to, which I
really. What happens if you go out or go to a party or
I mean that doesn't happen that often because I'm a boring person. but yeah, I will usually, if I go to a party or something, I will usually come home at about 10 or 11, something like that.
Are you one of those people who's falling asleep in the corner?
Yeah, that's me for sure. Yeah, I don't know why. I tend to, and when I tell my students this, they just look at me like, oh my God. I usually go to bed at 9:30 in the evening.
I'm so envious. I mean, I think you're actually a very lucky person, because we all know that you have, you know, for obvious reasons, you have most of your energy and most of your brain power in the morning.
Oh.
So that's when you are going to get the most done and do actually good quality work.
Uh-huh.
So you're very lucky that that comes naturally to you, because obviously the nighttime is it's a great environment to help you focus, because, you know, people are asleep, it's quiet, but your brain isn't working as well because it's like a computer, it's been on all day, right?
Yes.
So you're actually very, I do find that I'm quite envious of people who are naturally inclined to wake up very early.
This is true. I mean, my wife is kind of the opposite. I think she's more of a night owl, and sometimes, for example, I will go to bed and she will stay up, usually like watching anime or reading manga or something like that. And sometimes if there's a new manga out that she really likes, she won't come to bed until like 3 in the morning. And I remember saying to her, I wish I liked there's nothing in the world, pretty much, apart from just like stress or having to do something, that would make me stay up until 3 a.m. It's just, nothing's that interesting to me.
Really?
I like, prefer sleep.
See, this is the thing. You do often find that people who have passions and stuff, those are the hours when they really get into it. Like, I've heard multiple, you know, guitar players, bass players say, oh, I stayed up till 2 a.m. trying to, you know, get down this riff. And I'm surprised, because you're passionate about quite a few things.
I am, but I think that passion gets spent in the daytime.
Fair enough.
And then, you know, like, I can maybe do, like, I can maybe write some stories in the evening or something like that, but for some reason, if I end up doing some writing in the morning, I'll just end up writing 3 times as much as I do in the evening. That's just how my brain works, I think.
Well, yeah, it's because it's working properly in the morning, isn't it? Because you haven't, it's fresh.
Yeah, yeah, absolutely. I think it's like to argue for the opposite side, I think it is really nice to, even if we're talking about productivity, some people do tell me, oh, I really like doing work or something I just enjoy at night because it's so peaceful, it's so quiet and
less pressure.
Exactly.
I used to do that at uni. I mean, I don't advocate for this. It was very unhealthy, but I used to go to the library during the day, especially when I had two things going on, like I had two different essays to write for two different classes. I'd go to the library during the day and I'd study all day. I'd come home, I'd have dinner, I'd make about 1,600 cups of coffee, and then I would stay up till 4 a.m. And those were some of my happiest memories, actually, just me and my computer. And lived above a pub, so I used to listen to the drunk arguments below, which was entertaining. Yeah, and I got so much done. I think sometimes during the day I'm less productive because, not consciously, but part of me is thinking, oh, I've got loads of time. But because the nighttime is kind of half, there's less pressure because the day is done. But it's almost more pressure in that you know you have a deadline, which is sleeping. So you kind of, it pushes you more, if you know what I mean.
Yeah. I think I'm different in this regard because almost always, almost every single day of the year, I will go to bed at 9:30. Like,
amazing. So are you a creature of habit?
Oh, that's certainly true. Definitely true.
Wow. What happens if you have to stay up late? Do you just really suffer? Like, do you find it really difficult?
I think yes. Yeah, I tend to.
What about traveling, like airports and?
It's okay. I mean, I get quite tired, and because I usually go to bed at like 9:30 and get up at like, I don't know, 7 or something like that, I usually get a lot of sleep, so I'm not used to being really, really tired. So maybe I don't handle it as well as people who are more used to being tired.
You live in the dream, Rob. Most adults, you know, either have sleeping problems or just can't get enough sleep because they have kids or this or that, or you live in the dream.
I'm sure there are some of our students listening who would say, yeah, it would be really nice if I could go to bed at 9:30, but I've still got lots of stuff to do.
Yeah, I try to go to bed early. I always try, but there's just always something to do. I have to sweep the floor. I have to take the washing out. I have to, you know.
Just when you said, like, being a child, this is maybe a good comparison. My brother is kind of like that. When I was a child, like, my brother would, like, stay up late because he was worried he was going to miss something interesting.
Yeah, there you go.
Whereas FOMO. In the evening, I would always just pick up my blanket and just take myself off to bed.
You know, this is really weird, but my sister's dog does that. Which is seriously, my sister's dog sleeps in the same bed as her, which I think some people will find gross, but you know, whatever. Okay. She uses a lint roller in the morning and we'll be sitting watching TV and it'll get to like 11 or 10 and the dog will literally get up, walk to the bed and go to bed.
That's sweet.
I know.
If I was a dog, that's definitely what I'd do. Yeah. Yeah. So good to see you as always, Dahlia. And yes, please let us know in the comments. Are you a morning person or are you an evening person? And we'd love to hear your reasons why as well, wouldn't we?
Well, we know that obviously we don't want to make generalizations, but since we are experts on Korea, that was a joke, because all our students are Korean, I think we can safely say that people in Korea tend to sleep less because they're so productive. I'm sure a lot of people will say that they're both. They go to bed late and get up early.
Yes, absolutely. I mean, that's my experience anyway.
Yeah.
So,
well, take care.
Yeah.
Nice to see you. Get a good night's sleep tonight.
Oh,
everyone will be thinking about you and being jealous of you.
Well, that's a nice feeling. Okay. All right. See you all in the next one.
Take care.
Bye-bye.
See you later. Bye-bye.